This is Poetry on Northland Morning, a celebration of the language, written word, and sense of places, past and present, that make up our community. UMD student Nick Beck takes pride in his, quote, really sick Milanese accent, end quote. But he admits when he got to Italy 6 years ago, he didn't speak a word of Italian. In fact, he didn't even want to go to Italy as part of the Rotary's youth exchange program. But that's where he ended up, all because of a dream and a fiat and people speaking French, but it was really Italian. Oh, yeah, and radio figures prominently in the story, too.
I did not want to go to Italy at all. I thought it was just the, like, type A, I'm an exchange student, I'm going to go to Italy. Which sounds so bad, but I really just did not want to go. I did not want to go to Italy. And the thing about Rotary Youth Exchange is, because it's cultural and not for study, it really kind of doesn't matter where you go. We had to pick 5 countries where we wanted to go. And I really wanted to go to South America. I wanted to go to Brazil, Peru, Chile. But then when I was writing that stuff down, I remember this like dream that I had. I got picked up from the airport and I got pushed into a Fiat. And everybody was speaking French, but it was registered in my brain as Italian. So I'm like, I might as well put down Italy. Lo and behold, I went to Italy and had an amazing time, and I don't regret that at all. I don't regret that. I was extremely fortunate. I was with a fantastic host family during the first couple months. I had 7 hours of intensive Italian language study every single week. It was a cultural exchange, so I just would sit in class and not do anything. For specific teachers, I could understand them very, very clearly. The nice thing about Italian is that it's 100% phonetic. So the way that you hear it is 100% the way that you say it. And so what I would do is I would sit in these classes and I would just write. I would take notes, even though I didn't know what the notes meant, what the words meant. Towards the end of the year, I would sit and read in Italian, just a book that I would get for super cheap. And I would have the dictionary right beside it, and then I would translate every single word that I didn't understand. And so how I got introduced to the music is that is really how I, when I came home, I was able to continue with this Italian study. And I actually found that my Italian comprehension and the way that I was able to speak and understand got better. I haven't really lost much Italian so far. The biggest thing was that it was full immersion. Also, I feel like because, like, as native English speakers, we tend to ride on that. Something that was a rule that I had when going in there is that I was not going to speak English with anybody. If they wanted to learn English, there were tutors for that. There were people for that. I wasn't there for that. I was 100% not there for that. And so I didn't have very many friends. I would actually listen to the radio. I listened to just getting used to the language. That's my biggest tip, is just to listen to the foreign language. Without any pressure of having to, like, learn vocab, learn stuff like that. Because a lot of the stuff you just pick up subconsciously. The way that I think about Italy now is much more for the people. I've been back 15, 16 times. And so upon returning, I work-wise, I don't see myself using it in a business setting. However, I can see myself writing over there. Just kind of hanging out at my host family's house, one of their houses in Tuscany, and just kind of like, just kind of writing and just enjoying. And I have no plans with that. I just kind of see it as just a part of my life that is growing. Tiziano Ferro is like extremely, extremely, extremely famous, and all of Italy is in love with him. And I actually had to move my birthday party because there just happened to be a concert on that night. I got like 20 messages being like, yeah, Nick, I'm not going to be able to come because I'm going to this concert. It was like, oh, okay, I'll just move the date so more people can come. And then I was like, I listened to some of his stuff, and at the time my comprehension wasn't that good for the Italian music. And I was like, okay, every single time I listen to him, I cry. I ended up, when I came home, I would just listen to Italian music all the time. All the time. One of the ways that I really coped with being home was just lying in bed, crying, listening to Tiziano Ferro and drinking massive amounts of coffee. And I'm just like sit in bed, like shaking because of my caffeine, but like crying.
Not surprisingly, Nick chose a song by Tiziano Ferro as the poetry that speaks to him. This is called "I'm Going to Send You a Photo."
Ti scatterò una foto, Tiziano Ferro. Ricorderò, e comunque.
I will remember you, and even if you don't want.
Non te l'ho detto mai.
I'm going to marry you even though I never said it to you. How it hurts to search and then find you a little after. And then in this anxiety, I'm going to send you another photo. I'll send you a photo. I'm going to remember and even if you don't want. I'm going to call you even though you're not going to respond. How it's so funny to think of this like a joke and to understand that I lost you. I'll send you another photo. Because, beautiful, you can go away from my hands and these days that begin so long will become years. And you will forget about me. And when it rains, the houses will remember you, and it will be beautiful. Because joy and pain have the same flavor with you. And all I want now is that the night will go quickly, and everything that you have of me, you have me for fault, will not return. And I want love and all of the attention that you know how to give. And I want indifference for all things that seem inferior to that. And I understand your side eye in that which from a distance. And anyways, I can feel you from a distance. How it feels to feel so small. The larger you get, the larger the nightmare. We are children of different worlds with one single memory that cancels and draws distracted the same story. And you will forget about me. And when it rains, the houses will remember you, and it will be beautiful, because joy and pain have the same flavor with you. And I want only that the night will go quickly, and everything that you have fault for me will not return. And I want love that you know how to give, and I want indifference, even that there you want me to be inferior. And it's not enough now, the memory. Now I want you to return. And it will be beautiful because joy and pain have the same flavor with you. The same flavor with you. And I want only that the night will go quickly. And everything that you have my fault for will not return. And I want love and all the attention that you know how to give. And I want all the love and attention you know how to give.
Poetry is produced at KUMD by Lisa Johnson, with help from Chris Harwood and from an original concept by Lisa Fitzpatrick. You can find links to the poets and poetry on this show on our website, along with a complete poem read in its original language. Poetry is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.